Hello everybody, this is Dean speaking, and I am now about to make, instead of turning out a bunch of carbon letters, I'm going to make a letter tape. I'm going to make a tape here that will try and cover everything I've been doing here in about the last 3 weeks, and I'll also endeavor to answer your tapes and letters. So, get ready, and here we go. I'll start off here by telling you about my trip, my R&R. Of course, that's been the highlight of the last couple of weeks, and I was getting a little worried about whether I was going to get out of here or not. We had a big tropical storm in here on the 8th of October. It lasted for about a little over 24 hours. And it was not big enough to be called a typhoon. And of course, a typhoon is the same thing in the Pacific that a hurricane is in the Atlantic. I guess you all know that, but anyway, we had winds up to about 50 knots, and in a 24-hour period, we had 16 inches of rain. Well, of course, this flooded everything out pretty well, and it looked kind of grim here about forgetting out if it kept it up. However, it went away just as fast as it came, and it cleared off on Monday, on the 9th, and on the 10th, I got away in good shape. It was rather a coincidence. My hop that I got on a C-130 to go down to Fan Rain to pick up my civilian clothes. The pilot was Dick Knobloch, an old buddy of mine from pilot training. In fact, he was a West Point graduate, and he was the guy that was representing West Point the time we were at the White House. That's where I first met him, and we've been good friends ever since. So it was a small world once again, and we sat there talking over old times because I hadn't seen him in about 6 years. We went down to Fan Rain, and it was real handy that he was going right back up to Cameron that night, and of course Cameron is where I was departing. So I went over to the other side of the line and picked up my civilian clothes, and then came back over, and meanwhile they loaded an engine on the C-130, and then I jumped right back on. 20 minutes later, we were heading for Cameron Bay. Cameron is, they have a bunch of F-4C squadrons there, and there's a whole bunch of people there that I know, a lot of students, and remember Bob Wagner, he's a classmate of ours, you know, my roommate, he's there, and Jack Flannery, he was a pilot training classmate who was also at Reese with us, and there were several others also, and of course Knobloch lived there also. So we had a real good time, and since I made such a fast trip, I actually got in at Cameron a day earlier than expected. So the following day, I had pretty much to just do whatever I wanted. All I had to do was check in at the R&R Center there, do a little bit of paperwork, and that was about it. So I spent the rest of the day at the beach, and it was very nice. It's cooling off a little down there now, and pretty nice beach weather. Well, we went in that afternoon. We were supposed to depart about 1600, and went in there, and they told us that our flight had been delayed 24 hours. And of course, everybody booed and hissed at that, as you can well imagine. It seems that one of the birds had broken down at back of Clark, back in the Philippines, and so that shoved everybody back a day. Well, we stayed flexible on that and went on the next day, and we got away the next morning, so it wasn't all that bad. They called ahead and notified our wives so that they would know that we were coming. They kind of screwed that up, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. Anyway, about 0800 following morning, we got away, and we made one stop at Guam. Now, this was in a Boeing 707, one of the Pan Am jets. And it was rainy and nasty at Guam, and we just stayed there an hour to refuel, and that was an hour too long. It was quite unpleasant there. But of course, we didn't notice that because we were all very anxious heading towards Hawaii. Now, we got in real good time in Hawaii. We arrived at 03:30 in the morning. And this is about an hour earlier than normal. And of course, I had told Joe to just stay at the hotel because I knew that the arrival time was very flexible, and I didn't want to have to stay up all night just wondering when I was going to get in. And so we checked in there, and we got a short briefing on where to go and where not to go and what time to check back in and all this bit. And the hotel where we were staying, the Ilokai, was only about 2 blocks from the R&R Center there at Fort DeRussy. That's an Army fort right in Waikiki Beach area. So I just walked on over to the hotel, and it seems they had told Joe I wasn't arriving until 48 hours later, and so she wasn't expecting me for another day. So she was sound asleep, and I had to rack her out there to get in the room. Well, Needless to say, it was really great to see her again. And Joe's just looking real good now. She's down to about 112, I think she said, 112, 113 pounds. And of course, her hair was cut different. And I just thought she looked real great. And the next morning, we were, well, this, actually it was that same day, but later in the morning, well, we got woken up by a big parade that was going by in front of the hotel. Now, we were on the 20th floor, and this is a very large hotel, and it's probably the nicest one in the whole Waikiki area. So it's just beautiful. We had a kitchenette, and we had a little kind of a patio porch thing that stuck out there, and that was real nice because we were facing the Honolulu side, and this parade was going on right up underneath us. So we went out and ordered up our breakfast. We had breakfast on our patio and watched the parade. And they were, it just happened that the week we were in Hawaii was Aloha Week. And this is kind of like a Mardi Gras in New Orleans. It's not that elaborate, but it was real pretty. And they had a lot of pretty floats. They had real flowers on them, of course. And we sat there having breakfast and taking pictures. And it was certainly a great start for our R&R. And of course, the weather was just beautiful, as always, I guess. It was certainly beautiful for us the whole week, except it did rain the last day. Otherwise, the temperature ran in the 70s and 80s, and a nice breeze, and nice and cool at night, and really ideal weather. Well, the rest of that day, let's see, we went up and saw the Ala Moana Shopping Center. This is the largest shopping center in the world. It's about a block square and about four or five layers deep. All stores are packed in there, and it's really amazing. You name it, and you can find it right there. And we shopped around, and just, it was kind of weird being back in civilization again anyway. And, of course, I noticed good old inflation's jacking the prices up, and Hawaii's very expensive anyway, especially there at Waikiki. But it was certainly nice to walk around without having somebody take a pot shot at you for a change. Let's see, that the next day we went out to Hickam Field, and I went into PACAF headquarters to talk to the personnel people there about my upcoming assignment. This turned out to be real opportune because the guy was going down to Randolph to the military personnel center the following week, and he thinks he's going to be able to help me out to get my fighter assignment. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed there and hoping he can do me some good. Also, we contacted a Sergeant Beal out there who was a friend of ours back at he worked in Ray's office, and he also was a crew chief for George Buckner up in Wurtsmith. So we had known him quite a while, actually. And he let us have his car for the whole time we were there in Hawaii. He had two cars, and they were glad to let us have one, and it really helped us out. And of course, saved us about 50, 60 bucks also. The next day, we went to the beach. Waikiki Beach is somewhat of a disappointment compared to the beaches here in Vietnam, which are probably the finest of anywhere in the world. And Waikiki Beach is kind of rocky, and we weren't, at least I wasn't very impressed with it. But it was nice, mainly because at Fort DeRussy, they have a very large grassy park there, and they were having a band concert. The Singpak Fleet Band, one of the finer bands in the military, was giving a concert out there right by the ocean, and so we sat there and soaked up the sun and listened to their band concert. It was, they played a lot of good light classical stuff, popular music, and then they broke down into a dance band and played some very good dance band numbers. Real enjoyable afternoon there. Well, of course, we had a lot of nightlife. You know Joe and I. We love to eat out, like to go out and party, and we certainly did it up great then. Now, I don't know if you remember a classmate of ours named Takahashi. I know you do, Wayne. We had called him, and of course, he wanted to take us out on the town, and he took us to a place called the Willows. It's a real nice Hawaiian-style restaurant that gives all the good Hawaiian food that really you can't get just about anywhere else. I mean, it's luau-type food, but you don't pay so much for it. Well, he took us there, and it was very scenic, very rustic. They had a pond there with turtles and fish and stuff floating around in it, and just real pretty, and the food was excellent, just excellent. And of course, Takahashi, he insisted upon paying for it all. And let's see, we also, during our night life there, we saw a couple of movies that we particularly wanted to see. We saw The Taming of the Shrew, and we saw Thoroughly Modern Millie. And they both allowed us free. The theaters let us in free on my R&R card. They've got a situation now, they give you this card, and a lot of the merchants there in town give you a discount, and in this case, the theaters just let us in free, and we thought that was real nice of them. We also went to see Don Ho, who is probably the biggest hit in the islands. He's their favorite singer there in Hawaii, and I suppose you've heard him sing Tiny Bubbles there in the States. Oh, that's a good point. We learned real quick when we were in Hawaii that you don't say the States, because they're a state and they're very upset when you say that. You call it the mainland. You're either on the mainland or you're in Hawaii, but you don't say stateside because that really upsets them. Remember that, Wayne, or you'll get in trouble. Okay, anyway, we went to the Don Ho show, and of course that was real fine. They had good food, and they had a real fine floor show there, and they had a little bit of the beating the drums, you know, that type of Tahitian dancing. And then of course Don Ho gave his show, and he's real interesting, a very relaxed individual. He gets up there, and at his late show, we saw him twice actually, and we went into his late show one night, and he takes his shirt off and sits up there and plays the organ, and has a really great voice and a good band behind him. A very enjoyable show. Another show that we particularly enjoyed was at a place called the Queen's Surf. And Wayne, I hope you're taking notes here. The Queen's Surf had a guy called Steve Logan, who is really up and coming. He's only 25 years old, but really a star in his own right locally there already. He has an excellent voice. He's a good comedian, and he has a real good band behind him, and it's a very enjoyable show. I think we liked his show better than any we saw on the island. Also, two outstanding bars that were nice were the Top of the Waikiki, which is also a restaurant, by the way, and the whole thing revolves. It's the highest thing in Hawaii. It's even higher than the Ilokai, which is the highest hotel, but they, on top of this building, they have this restaurant. The whole thing rotates, so you sit there and you can watch the band, you can watch the Honolulu lights, and it's very scenic, and they also have very good prime rib up there. And of course, you know Jonah prime rib, so that was real great. Also, in the Ilokai there, they have a restaurant at the top, also the top of the Ilokai, and it's real nice, and another nice place to go up and see the view. Well, one other daytime tour that we took, and we decided to drive around the whole island and see the island of Oahu. And we drove around Diamond Head, and of course there's a lot of real nice homes there, a lot of money, very expensive homes. And then we drove on up the east side, is of course where the trade winds blow, and it's the cool side of the island. They also get the most rain. They had a place called the Polynesian Cultural Center, which was real interesting. And they have a lot of the different, all the folklore of the islands in that part of the Pacific. And they also have a dancing demonstration, stuff like that. Then we saw the Mormon temple. The Mormons are pretty strong in the islands there, and they have a real pretty temple. It's not like any, well, it looked a lot like the one in Mesa. It reminded me of the one that was in Mesa. We also went through the Dole Pineapple. Not through the plant, but through a little shop they had by right in the fields there in the pineapple orchards. I guess you wouldn't call them orchards, but in the pineapple fields there. And you can eat fresh pineapple. And it tastes different from any pineapple you'll ever eat. Even the pineapple you buy in a store is not really fresh, of course. It has a tartness to it. But fresh pineapple is sweet, and it's just delicious. Real good. And then we drove through the Schofield Army Base, which is a very large army fort up in the middle of the island, and Wheeler Air Force Base, which is right beside it, which is just a nice, quiet little place, and they don't have anything there but small planes, light planes. Then we drove on across a mountain pass over to the west side of the island. This is the dry side, and in fact, there's even some cactus growing there. And this is where they have the surfing championships. The surf wasn't real big while we were there, but I understand it really comes pounding in there sometimes. And this is where the pictures that you most often see of a real large waves with surfers on them is in this area, just north of the Hickam Air Force Base. Well, that night we got into town about 7, 8 o'clock back to Honolulu, and we ate at the Fisherman's Wharf, which had some very excellent seafood. Well, one other trip that we took was the Pearl Harbor boat tour. This is sponsored by the Navy, and it's free to all military personnel. They take you all through Pearl Harbor and give you a briefing on the all of the facts around the Day of Infamy, December 7th, and a very interesting tour. And then they also have a little boat tour that takes you out to the Arizona Memorial. That was real interesting, and they let us take some pictures there, although you couldn't take any pictures on the tour, of course, around Pearl Harbor because of all the military installations there. It's very interesting, and we really enjoyed that. Well, the week went all too fast, of course, and it seemed like it was over before it hardly started, but it really was wonderful. We really enjoyed it, and it was so great seeing Joe again, and we really didn't have much of a problem partying like we did the first time. I guess it's because we were able to say, well, there's only a little over 4 months left now, so things are on the upside. On the way home, it was pretty quiet. Guam, it was still raining. It had been raining straight. I'll see you on the other side, I think.